there. It's just me and thee today. Oh, that reminds me of my grandparents. Anyway, it's just us. And I wanted to talk a little bit about why I speak corporately. So I've done 3 sessions in the past week, all different, all fabulous, all immensely rewarding. And I've been talking about 3 topics that I think you would be interested in. So have a listen, let me know what you think. And if you're interested, reach out. You can always get me at hello@quietthehive.com. Hello, hello, and welcome to From Inside the Hive with me, Jane Galloway from Quiet the Hive. You join me on a somewhat soggy afternoon. Autumn has truly arrived, and I have to admit, I'm one of those people who says about time too. It felt so weird to be having such a hot October, so it feels much more normal and comforting to be easing into the autumn weather with you. Little slip in of a Crowded House lyric there. Guess who my favourite band is? Anyway, I have closed the doors, but I don't think I can brave the rain to the office. So I'm recording this in the house with both of my delightful co-workers here, my 11 and 12 year old co-workers. So if there are the odd bump in the background or slightly odd noises, you will know exactly why that is. The youngest has got a penchant for Kylie Minogue's new single, so that is playing on repeat currently. Oh, I had to pause for a tickle in my throat then. Yes, we've got Kylie Minogue on repeat. We've got YouTube shorts going on in the background somewhere. All the homework is done, so we're all just having a little relax. And I thought I would spend my relaxing time talking a little bit with you on this podcast today. So, I wonder where you're listening. Are you out for an autumnal walk? Are you listening to this while you're preparing a supper, which is how I often listen to my podcasts? Or are you maybe working and have this on in the background? Let me know where you listen to this podcast. I'd really love to hear. It's really nice to be able to imagine you listening to me where you are doing your listening. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about why I do my corporate keynote speaking. So I have done 3 corporate sessions in the past week, and each and every one of them has been a delight. So my first was an in-person at the Roald Dahl Nurses Conference. Oh my goodness, what an incredible charity that is, full of marvelous people doing marvelous things. Go and check them out for sure. The second one I did was speaking to the Pfizer Global Women's Network. Incredible to think that as I am presenting, I'm talking to women literally spread across the globe. Such an honour to be asked to do 3 sessions for them. Actually, a series of 3, because I've already done one for them before. So it's actually my second session that I did. And I've got 4 that they've asked me to do, which is really exciting. And then I spoke to the NHS England Women's Network as well this week. And I really enjoy doing my corporate sessions. I love doing my one-to-ones. I love doing my programs. They are a fantastic opportunity to get to know you lot better. But part of the reason I love the corporates is because I feel like I am making more of an impact with more people. So let me give you an example. I think there was probably around 200 people at the Roald Dahl conference. There was probably pushing upwards of that at the global network. And I know that people listen again on record. So last time I spoke to about 300 to 400 people when I was doing that. And the Women's Network for NHS England, I think there was around 50 people attending that. So when I do my one-to-one programs, I get to work really closely with a small knit group of people and really help them specifically and very bespokely with their challenges and issues. But when I'm speaking corporately, I get to have a bigger impact across a bigger number of people. And the thing that really lights me up about this is the feedback I get, because then I know it's making a difference. So what was I talking about? At the Roald Dahl Nurses Conference, I was talking about having a toolkit for the tough days. So some of the tips and hints that I use and the tools I share to really help us to find that harmony between the really tough days and the joy in life. That brings me on to what I was talking about at Pfizer, because there we were talking about finding work-life harmony. And I intentionally use the word harmony because I don't think that you can find, or at least I don't think calling it balance is helpful, because it implies that you can find a lovely natural 50-50 split between your time at work and your time at home. And I don't think that's true. I think there is an ebb and flow of where your energy and your time needs to be spent, and it won't always be 50-50. So there we were talking about how you can work out whether you have got a good harmony, whether it is looking like it's in alignment with how you want to be and where you want to be putting your time and energy. And just a reminder here, one of the things we spoke about was you cannot give 100% of yourself to 100% of the things 100% of the time. You just can't. So we talked there about thinking about how you work out where you want to spend your time and energy, and about what things you can do to help put that in place. So looking at boundaries, for example. And then we talked all about how you can make that happen for you to find that work-life harmony. And then the session I ran for the NHS England Women's Network was around making brave choices. Now, I've done this as well for a couple of other places. Love Her Wild was a wonderful place to do this. And sometimes we think brave choices have to be these massive steps, these big adventures. But actually, what feels brave to me might feel effortless to you, and vice versa. Do you remember the podcast episode a couple of seasons ago where I spoke to the wonderful Lizzie Maskey from Pippin and Gile? And she was talking about cycling around all sorts of incredible places and going on these amazing adventures that I just could not envisage myself doing. That felt massively brave to me. And yet to her, she was talking about how doing some of the stuff that I do, standing up on stage, engaging with a huge group of people, she said that to her feels like a brave thing to do. So brave choices, one of the things we were talking about during this presentation was that brave choices are whatever bravery feels like to you. And it doesn't have to be life altering. It doesn't have to be this magnificently huge thing. It can be tiny tweaks and changes that just feel like they are towing the edge of your comfort zone, that you are just beginning to push outside of that. So those are some of the conversations I had during my masterclasses, my corporate keynotes over the last week. I can't believe there was three of them this week, but it's such an honour and a privilege. And actually, I have to really take some of my own advice with this, because sometimes it does feel like you need this great amount of bravery to make yourself vulnerable, to put yourself up on stage, to quieten your inner critic, which so many of you will have heard me talk about before, but to manage that nervousness and get up and speak. And actually, this is one of the hints and tips that I share, especially when we think about making brave choices, is if you can remind yourself of why you want to do that thing, what about it is so important to you? What's your purpose for doing that? If you can align to that, that sometimes is all you need to feel like you've got a hand to hold and step over the edge of that comfort zone. So for me, I want the women I work with to come to the end of their days thinking, wow, what a ride, rather than, I wish I'd been brave enough to do this, or if only I'd been strong enough to try that. And that is very much my why, my purpose. So being invited by organisations who care passionately about their people and want to support them as a whole person rather than just as a number in terms of people who work for us, then actually that's a really wonderful thing to be invited to do. And it means that I work with organisations who are kind of in alignment with my values, really, in terms of nurturing, supporting, championing, and challenging their people to feel like they are appreciated, to know that they are valued, and to put their money where their mouth is and show that they really want to support, develop, and enhance the experience that their people have for working for them. So that's part of the reason why I just adore doing my corporate keynote speeches, my masterclasses at events and conferences. It really gives me the opportunity to work with organizations whose values are in alignment with mine, to talk about the things that matter, and to share tips and tools that I know really can make a difference to people. If you think that you would like to get me in front of your team, your organization, at an event that you're organizing, then please do reach out. I'm always really keen to work with other organizations, whether you're a small business or a larger corporate, to help you show your people that you value them, that you appreciate them, and that you understand that they are more than just a number at a place of work. So, all that said, when you think about what I've been talking about over the past week, that work-life harmony, that finding the joy on the tough days, and that making brave choices, I'm wondering what that brings up for you. What are you starting to think about in terms of what could be your brave choices to make sure that you have a work-life harmony and to make sure that you are carving out enough time for the joy, even on those really tough days? I should probably let you know that actually I'm running a Making Brave Choices masterclass on the 30th of October at 5:30 p.m. The tickets are pay what you can, and you can get those over on my website. So that's quietthehive.com/shop, and you'll find everything you need to get your tickets for Making Brave Choices and other masterclasses and courses coming up. Okay, I'm going to leave you there, but as always, I appreciate your company. Until next time, take really good care, and I'll see you soon. If you enjoyed this podcast from Inside the Hive by Quiet the Hive, then please leave us a 5-star rating or drop us any comments in the box below. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Any comments or ratings you give us all help other people who would benefit from the content to find us. Thanks so much.